Let's go now to Queensland, where bushfires are raging in the Deepwater National Park region south of Gladstone. So far, 1,500 people have fled their homes and authorities are expecting no relief for days. Dozens of firefighting crews have flown in from New South Wales to help local teams. George Roberts has the latest.
Even from a safe distance, the blaze can be heard eating its way through the bush. Baffle Creek resident Patty McEwen is one of the scores of people forced to leave their homes behind.
We were going to stay. We put sprinklers on and we were going to try and, you know, tough it out. But then the forest came in and they said, you better get out of here. If you don't go now, you won't be able to get out. So we said, okay, let's go.
Bruce Evans from Deepwater is another of those roughing it until the threat passes.
So we left yesterday and we spent last night down at the Baffle Creek Sports and Recreation Ground. About the hardest thing I've done in a long time, because it's many a year since I've had to sleep in the front seat of the ute and eaten by the mosquitoes.
He fled his home as the fire was bearing down.
We were just about to leave anyway because it was starting to look dangerous, and we said, yeah, it's time to go. And at that moment, the police and the fireys drove in with sirens screaming and saying, get out now. So we did.
Evacuees have told of the roar as the fire approached their homes. In a state better known for cyclones and floods, the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's highly unusual for the area to see bushfires.
It's the kind of thing you hear about in Victoria and parts of New South Wales. It is very uncommon for it to be as far north as central Queensland.
About 100 firefighters have flown in from New South Wales, and Anastasia Palaszczuk says Victoria's also sending some reinforcements.
Our firefighters are really stretched the limit. They're doing the best they possibly can. But as you can appreciate, this is a very intense fire, and we need to make sure that our workers get the rest that they need.
A Boeing 737, the first passenger jet to be converted to dump water on fires, is also being used. The pilot is John Gallagher.
Our tank system carries a little over 15,000 litres of fluid, and it can be water like we're carrying up here to the fires here. It can be gel, which is a water enhancer, or it could be retardant. We will take that full amount to the fire and we can drop all of it at once, or we can drop any increment of it.
The intensity and threat the blaze poses isn't lost on locals. Bruce Evans again.
The fires are so unpredictable. Nobody knows where they're going next. There's so much wind change and wind direction change. It's fine one moment and the next moment you're in trouble.
At least he won't have to sleep in his ute tonight.
No, we've got a mattress tonight. I'll sleep on the ground with dog.
Seeing the bright side of the disaster, Deepwater resident Bruce Evans there, ending that report from George Roberts.